Oh well, ho ho ho. You're listening to the AFTN Soccer Show Christmas Special on CITR Radio, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of Beautiful, British Columbia. If you're listening to this show on the podcast, this is episode 236. I'm Michael McCall.
And I'm Caitlin McCall.
And we're going to be joined by a couple of special guests over the course of the evening. Steve Pander will be joining us for the second part of the show. Zachary Meisenheimer, our usual co-host, will be joining us either on the telephone or he might make it in. Big fat man in a red suit is also expected to make an appearance. We're not talking about Zach, just to clarify that. He's not wearing his Canada top, I don't think, for tonight. But yeah, we hope to get a special visit by Santa as well. And Santa is already in Canada, glad to say, in the East Coast just now, doing his little rounds. We are going to be tracking Santa as the evening wears on. He's in Ontario at the moment. And less than three hours now, till Santa hits Vancouver. So looking forward to that. What we're going to do for tonight's show, AFTN is taking over the airwaves at CITR Radio tonight. And we're bringing you something a little bit special. We're bringing you a two-part Christmas special. Part one is going to be all about Christmas songs and Christmas traditions. We're going to be playing you some of our favourite Christmas songs. We asked some Whitecaps, some current players, some current management, some former Whitecaps as well, what their favourite Christmas music, what their favourite Christmas songs are. So we're going to be playing some of those. We had a lively discussion on Twitter today as well, just about people's favourite Christmas songs and stuff. So we're going to try and include some of those in there as well. That's going to be from about 9 till 10:30-ish. Then in part two, the soccer side is going to take over a little bit more. We're going to talk some Whitecaps. We're going to talk some MLS, some of the news of the week. We're going to play some fun Christmas games in the lead up to midnight. And we're also going to have some Christmas musics with a football bent as well. Now, regular listeners to the show will know our wavelength section features music to do with football by pop bands, rock bands, punk bands, lots of stuff like that. Well, believe it or not, there is also some Christmas-related football songs. Now, I'm not saying they're good, so let's just get that kind of out of the way right away. But they're listenable. You will definitely hear those in part two of the show. But enough of the talking just now. I know just now you want to hear lots of Christmas tunes, so that's what we're going to do. And we're going to kick off with a favourite from both Caitlin and myself in recent years, Julian Casablancas from The Strokes, I Wish It Was Christmas Today.
Christmas today.
Julian Casablancas there from his 2009 album Phrases for the Young with I Wish It Was Christmas Today. And it nearly is Christmas, so you don't have to wait too much longer for that. So as I said, we're going to play some Christmas songs in this first section. There'll be a little bit of football-related chat and Whitecaps-related things as well. I Wish It Was Christmas is quite a common theme for Christmas songs, and one of the things I kind of discovered when I was putting this together is a lot of the songs that I know and I listen to growing up, folk here don't really seem to know. It's strange. I just think that Christmas songs go around the world, but apparently not. And it could be that the one that is coming up next is not one that is known by very many folk over here. We asked a few Whitecaps what their favourite Christmas songs were, songs that made Christmas for them, or when they hear it kind of evokes Christmas memories. So Whitecaps goalkeeping coach Stuart Kerr, he's first up, and he has gone from a song from 1973, Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. Now, is that one that people know here, Caitlin?
Well, I personally don't know it very well or at all, or that particular song by that particular band. So
I'm hoping to introduce then some Christmas music tonight that people might not know. But Stuart Kerr picked this one. He says that it's the one Christmas song that always gets him from his childhood. And it's one of those ones as well. In 1973, there was Wizard and Slade battling it out for the number one Christmas single. And we're going to have Slade coming up a little bit later in this segment. But this one made it to number four. So we're going to play I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard, and then we're also going to follow it up by I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by favourites of AFTN, favourite of the show, Frank Sidebottom. My wife, Caitlin, hates Frank Sidebottom. Is that fair to say?
Yes,
it's
very much.
Just hearing his voice, how did you describe it?
Nails down a chalkboard.
Yeah. So yeah, you're maybe not selling this section very well to the listeners, but we're going to have two versions now of I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, or at least they're the same by name. They're not quite the same in how they sound, and you'll find out why.
Snowman brings a snow. Snowman brings a snow. Snowman brings a snow.
Two versions of I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day there. The latter one from Frank Sidebottom from his 1994 EP, Christmas Is Really Fantastic. You can also find it on Frank Sidebottom's Fantastic Showbiz box set. Fantastic 5-disc release from 2010 after his death. A genius. I know you don't agree.
Nope.
But very entertaining, a favourite here at AFTN. Before that, you also heard I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard from 1973 in their album Wizard Brew, as picked by Whitecaps goalkeeper coach Stuart Kerr as one of his favourite Christmas songs. Now, lots of folks say, oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day, but the logistics of that would be an absolute nightmare.
I think they just want the time off.
Yeah.
I mean, more than presents.
Well, where would you buy your presents? Because everywhere would be closed because it'd be Christmas Day.
You could always make stuff.
Oh, true. You're crafty.
Yeah.
We've been watching Kirsty's Handmade Christmas, Channel 4 in the UK, and lots of good tips on that. So I guess you could make your own presents. But, I mean, technically, where would you get the money to live? Because it would be a paid holiday, but the businesses wouldn't have any money to pay you. Because they wouldn't be open to make money. So I don't know how that would work. And how soon would you get bored if it was Christmas every day?
Probably after a week.
Yeah, that long? I'm thinking a couple of days.
Maybe.
Like once you've stuffed your face and opened whatever weird handmade crafty gifts that you've made me, I don't know if I would get past day three, really.
That's true. It's like leftovers. You get sick of them after a while.
Yeah. I mean, do you think once a year is fine? Should it be more like the Queen has her unofficial and her official birthday, so she has a birthday twice a year. Should it be once a year? Maybe how about every 4 years, like the Olympics, give you super time to prepare if you're not good at picking presents for people?
That would be good for me. I'd like it every 4 years, so I had 4 years to try and find the best presents for people.
I do drop subtle hints as to what I want for Christmas. You just don't pick those up. But...
Or I lose my phone data gets wiped and I lose my list.
Yeah, that can happen as well. But I think we just have to make the most of what it is. I love this time of year. That's why we're doing this Christmas special tonight on AFTN. It's always been a favourite time of year of mine. We're going to talk about some Christmas traditions in the second part. But for now, we're going to continue with the music. And Frank Sidebottom there, at the end of his version of I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, talked about Paul McCartney and how it would be wonderful because you'd have lots of Paul McCartney records. And of course, Paul McCartney's big Christmas release came in 1980, Wonderful Christmas Time. Now, that was one I wasn't sure if that was one that was really known over here or if that was one that was just a UK thing. But it seems to be known over here because it was picked by a Whitecap as his favourite Christmas tune. Davy Norman Jr. He was born in 1998, so way after this record. But his choice for his favourite Christmas song of all time is Paul McCartney and Wonderful Christmas Time.
The spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
McCartney there and Wonderful Christmas Time, as selected by one of the newest Whitecaps on the MLS roster, David Norman Jr., from Paul McCartney's 1980 album McCartney 2. So I mentioned earlier on in this segment that there's some songs that I thought were like Christmas classics and people don't know them over here. And that's what we've got coming up next. We're going to have Merry Christmas Everybody by Slade, 1973 single. It was number one in 1973. I feel it's been released every single year since, and it has, I think, topped the charts a few times. In the UK, if you're walking around, no matter where you are, and there's Christmas music playing, at some point you're going to hear Merry Christmas, Everybody by Slade. But you were the one that told me, Caitlin, that you'd never heard it and it's not really known over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no idea who you were talking about, what the song was. So, and then I thought it was maybe just me and my lack of knowledge of songs from the 1970s.
Yeah, it was before you were born, right enough. Yeah, but... yeah, but I put that out on Twitter today just to see if it was just you, and apparently no, it's not. Although we did have some folk like Cam the Flow at Tinfoil Took says he's very mad that the song is not on Spotify because he loves this song. But Expected Brenton at Caps Offside, he's never heard of it. Neither had Jordan Smith, Trio W Smith, and a few other guys as well just had not heard of this song. So for everyone that hasn't heard this holiday classic, absolutely Christmas classic, and for me, if I was picking one of my favourite Christmas songs, it would be this. From 1973, here is Slade and Merry Christmas, Everybody. Noddy Holder with his very famous, in the UK at least, It's Christmas! Christmas. That's made him millions. I don't know if that song would actually be as popular if it hadn't been for that little bit in it, but who knows. But that was from 1973. We are going to play more recent stuff as well, so don't worry. And some of the Whitecaps guys have picked more recent stuff as well, and Canadian stuff as well, that things that you'll know. But we'll be back with a lot more chat after this.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life. 90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for? Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy. Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Hello, friends. I'm the Maggot. It's Christmas time. A time for peace on earth and goodwill to all men. I love Christmas, and I wish I could spend it with each and every one of you. I love you all as much as I love Christmas itself. This is my Christmas fantasy, and these are some of my favourite things about Christmas. Having a tin of quality Street of Roses in front of the telly. Staying up late with a nice film. Decorating the tree with Grandma. Late night shopping, hot roasted chestnuts. Keeping an eye on the turkey so it doesn't burn in the oven. Noel Edmonds on the telly. Having a brandy with a local vicar. Christmas cake, carol singers. Cliff Richard. Watching the cat play with the baubles on the tree. Wondering what to buy Grandma. Some nice fudge or a bit of toffee. Both bars and the gas heater. Long winter evenings, hearing laughter from passers-by on the street, pages from CFAX with pictures of holly in the corner, getting the toy and the cracker, giving a pound to a homeless, tiny chocolate treats in the advent calendar, Angela Rippon, sleigh bells in the snow, carol singing with a local church group, sending a card to Nana. Jack Frost nipping at your toes. Being so excited you can't sleep. Decorating a cake and using icing sugar as snow. 2 Ronnies when Frank Boff was on it. Babies wrapped in swaddling clothes. Gold, frankincense and myrrh. Shaking hands with a stranger. A fine bottle of port or a glass of mulled wine. Closing your eyes tight and wishing for an action man. Going into town and seeing the big tree. Sacks bursting with goodies. Having eating on and getting a bit drowsy. Making plans for New Year's Eve. Raymond Briggs is the snowman. The lull between Christmas Day and New Year. Using different plates and cutlery to the rest of the year. Uncle Ken coming over on Boxing Day with his boyfriend. Oversized paperclip, miniature screwdriver set, pack of cards and a good joke. Dodgy lights on the tree and the house burns down. Silent night, good Queen Wenceslas, or little town of Bethlehem. Glad to get it over with. I love it when the seasons change and it turns into winter. To go cold, You can feel Christmas is in the air. Receiving and giving gifts in the name of baby Jesus Christ. I like the feeling of being nice and warm while it's cold outside. Wearing gloves and a scarf and a nice woolly jumper. Hoping for snow on Christmas Eve. 6 meats on the table, but I only like 4. Sherry at 11 a.m, wine at 2 p.m. I wish Santa could visit me every day. I'd make a trap for keeping the basement like Joseph Fritzl.
Friend of the show, the maggot there from AFTN favourites Goldie Looking Chain, telling you some of his Christmas fantasy. You're listening to the AFTN Soccer Show on CITR Radio, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of British Columbia. So we're on the air till midnight with our Christmas special, just tracking where Santa is coming. He was last seen, according to NORAD, in Little Rock, Arkansas, and he is heading for St. Louis, Missouri in the United States. So he's going to get really quite far around there, so we'll kind of see when he gets to Canada next. But in this segment of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about Christmas traditions. So the maggot there was talking about some of his favourite things from Christmas. Just some things from his childhood. And Christmas is one of those times where lots of things kind of just trigger memories and emotions from childhood Christmases. So we put out on Twitter this afternoon, just for some of the listeners to tell us what their more unusual Christmas traditions were. So we got quite a lot of responses. I was quite surprised by how many we've got. So Caitlin, if you want to kind of read some of those just now.
Sure. So Jay San at Radigan Can says, we open a couple of gifts on New Year's Eve. That's the tradition in their family. And in my family, that was part of the tradition growing up. Me and my brother would usually be allowed to open one Christmas gift on New Year's Eve and then leave the rest for the next morning on Christmas Day. And then next we have on Twitter, Anna at Anna Nam Shirin says, Christmas is always on Boxing Day. We call it Boxmas.
I love that. That's fantastic. I more folks should do that. Boxmas is just a tremendous idea. Have Christmas and Boxmas, I see.
So now we have Ryan McLeod at CTV Ryan. He said, growing up, we ate bacon and eggs for breakfast on Christmas morning, and we were also allowed to open one present on Christmas Eve. Oh, and presents from Santa were never wrapped, just left open on the couch.
Which is possibly a very lazy Santa. Maybe, well, I mean, he's a busy guy. He's got to get all around the world and deliver all these presents. He hasn't got time to wrap everything. And, I mean, sometimes you do run out of paper. So it might just have been Ryan that had the unfortunate with that. But, yeah, I like a nice fry-up on Christmas morning. I think our plan is we're going to have some haggis and egg rolls on Christmas morning this year. And then Boxing Day, traditional kind of black pudding and egg fry up, but couldn't get any black pudding this year. Left it too late. The place that we usually go had sold out. So that was a disappointment, but we'll get our haggis on Christmas Day morning.
So next on Twitter, Phil Straffarelli at P Straffo says, we open presents the evening of the 24th, so Christmas Eve, which is actually not unusual in France, but people here find it weird.
Yeah, so like Ryan and Phil both do some Christmas present opening. Ryan just does the one, but Phil, they open all theirs, which I think, did you not tell me way back that your family used to do something like that on Christmas Eve? You used to open presents or something?
Yeah, we always just opened one present on Christmas Eve, not all of them. But I actually got an email today where someone said that they know someone from Norway, and in Norway, apparently, they also open all their presents on Christmas Eve. So there's another country that does it a little bit differently than we do it over here for the most part.
Yeah, it's great to hear about all these different traditions from around the world as well.
So the next person on Twitter is Brian Clegg at Brian_Clegg. And he says, no gifts until after breakfast. And the grandkids get so impatient, it's kind of funny. Next we have Andy M at Swampo. And he says, never miss a Boxing Day game despite that being my mom's birthday. Frankly, I think she preferred us out of the house.
Yeah, I miss the Boxing Day games here. I know the MLS season's finished, but I just think teams should put on some friendly matches and just have some games on Boxing Day. I'd love to get out. Obviously, parts of the US and Canada, that's not feasible with the weather, but BC plays, no excuse. Get a football match on there. Get some veterans playing, some of the young guys. It'd be great just to get a Boxing Day game again.
So next we have Expected Brenton at Caps Offside. And he says, Nina getting mad at me for not emotionally investing in Christmas.
He's a grump, Brenton, though. You know it.
And Jordan Smith at Trio W. Smith says, the Christmas pudding, we are not very unusual.
Yeah, I've never liked Christmas pudding. I've started to like mincemeat tarts. It's taken me years to like that, and I finally have. So at least that's a good thing. But yeah, I mean, we'll do some more of the listeners' traditions in a bit. We'll play a little bit more music now. And one of the traditions which we have, and it started from our first Christmas together back in 2001, we like to go and see a Christmas carol. And we've seen different versions of it. We've seen traditional. We've seen kind of weird takes on it. We've seen it now in Scotland and Canada and in the US. Went to see it last night in Richmond. Wasn't the best version that we've seen, but it wasn't bad.
No, it was pretty good, yeah.
I'd recommend going to see it, but tonight was the last night, so unfortunately you can't go and do that. But a Christmas carol, to me, just it captures Christmas. We love it. I don't know why we started that as our tradition, but it is just something we do. So I'm going to play a song now from an English band called The Men That Will Not Be Blamed for Nothing. And this is a song with a Christmas carol bent. This is all about Christmas for Ebenezer Scrooge. And this is Ebenezer's Carol. Or at least it will be once the computer unfreezes on me. Yeah, so this is The Men That Will Not Be Blamed for Nothing and Ebenezer's Carol.
Now they all love you, that
the men that will not be blamed for nothing there, and Ebenezer's Carol. Band named after some graffiti during Jack the Ripper's days. Maybe not the most Christmassy thing, but they do have a lot of good songs, a steampunk band. But we're going to have a little bit more from them later on in the show. That is from their EP, Very Steampunk Christmas, that came out in 2010. So, as I said, Christmas Carol is one of our traditions. So let's get back to some more of what the listeners' traditions are at Christmas time.
Sure. Next, we have Arnie Salveson, at Arnie Salveson. He says, rum pudding with lingonberry sauce for dessert. It's horrid, but I can't have Christmas dinner without it. And then Stefan Eriksson, at the _ penguin, says, Swedish meatballs, Christmas Eve lunch. That sounds like someplace you'd go to IKEA to have Christmas lunch.
Nothing wrong with that. Nice and cheap.
Yeah, that's true.
Fits into my nice Scottish sensibilities.
Then Rick Halland, at Halas777, says, we have homemade Danish pastries with a drink mix of orange and cranberry juice. That sounds quite nice and refreshing, the orange cranberry juice.
Yeah, a lot of Scandinavian people listen to this show, which is great, but love Scandinavian food. And of course, Scandinavian stuff's, at least I don't know how much here, but from watching all the UK shows, it's really infiltrated the kind of UK scene, and everyone's talking about hygge and various things like that. I don't understand it myself, but I do like Danish pastries and meatballs, so I'm quite happy.
So next on Twitter, we have Steve Johnson, at StevieJ604. And he says, at 36 years old, I still can't sleep on Christmas, and I start making noises in the kitchen around 6:30 a.m. Hopefully I don't wake my wife or son.
I do get a bit excited still at Christmas. Anyone that doesn't, I don't understand it. It's like, it's a great time. It's a magical time. And I'm not a religious person. I just love Christmas time. It's just, it seems just such a great time of year. Just going back to the Scandinavian thing as well. Tweeted this out earlier of myself in the studio. I am wearing my FC Santa Claus top from before they were trendy and fashionable. Got this in 2010. So this is FC Santa Claus. You can check our Twitter account at AFT in Canada. From Lapland, place which we went, and it was wonderful going there for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Meeting Santa and everything, so it was great.
Yeah, got Santa to pose with an East Fife scarf, always good.
So next on Twitter, we have Chris Corrigan, at SalishC86. He says, our new tradition will be curling up by the fire and reading At Squad Players, brilliant five-part take on A Christmas Carol, featuring Robbo, Waston, and Tiny Teixeira.
And of course, you can play The Men That Will Be Blamed for Nothing whilst reading that. An excellent piece by Russell as well. If you haven't checked it out, check that out.
And next we have at TFA Tweets, who says, credit card debt and sleep deprivation.
Yeah, I think that's a tradition for a lot of folk these days, sadly.
Next we have Russell Beresford.
Talk of the Devil.
Squad Player. He says, going to the pub at noon, going to the cinema, depending on if I'm speaking to Brits or Canadians.
Yeah, lunchtime pub in the UK is always a big, big thing, especially in England. People used to go and kind of show off their ugly jumpers before, like, ugly sweaters were a thing.
And next we have John Humphreys, at LWO04, who says, Boxing Day boxing match versus brother. And then it says 32-4-8, and I have no idea what that means, so maybe you can explain that.
That's 32 wins to one guy, 4 to another, 8 draws. But John, you really should video those, because I think we'd all like to see that.
And next we have Will C, at CastW123. He says, having 20 people at the apartment for dinner. Is that a tradition? Wow, you have that every year?
Yeah, and we'll have in the second part of the show lots of chat about Christmas dinner and what Christmas is like in a lot of the White Cats players' households. And if you think 20 people is a lot, wait till you hear how many folk the Parkers have in New York, New Jersey. They have an insane amount of people coming for Christmas dinner. So that's some of the traditions from our listeners there. When I was a little boy, one of the traditions I had, I always really played a record. It's a vinyl album, White Christmas, with Dean Martin and Nat King Cole. It was a 12-track album, and it was 6 tracks from each artist. And it, just those songs, still when I hear them today, it just really captures Christmas to me. So we're going to play 2 of them now for you. We're going to kick things off with Nat King Cole. And for me, the the only real version you can have of the Christmas song. And then we're going to follow that up by Winter Wonderland by Dean Martin. And Winter Wonderland was recorded by Dean Martin for his 1959 album, A Winter Romance. And it's also the favourite Christmas song of Whitecaps player Russell Tybert. So he didn't ask for any specific version of it, so we thought this is going to be a good one for him, Dean Martin. So let's hear now from Nat King Cole and Dean Martin.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
In the lane, snow's glistening. A beautiful sight, oh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He's singing a song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. Well, in the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid all the plans that we made walking in the winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown.
lots of fun with Mr. Snowman.
Until the other kiddies knock him down. Oh, when it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in winter wonderland.
Two classics there. The Christmas song from Nat King Cole, for me the definitive version, written in 1945. That one was recorded by Nat King Cole in 1961. And Dean Martin from 1959 with Winter Wonderland, as picked by Whitecaps' Russell Tiber as his favourite Christmas song. We've got a lot more Christmas music to come, and then the second part of our Christmas special where we get into some football talk and a lot more besides. And we'll be back with all of that after these messages.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
That is a sigh of relief, because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at citr.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merci, genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
You're listening to the AFTN Soccer Show on CITR Radio, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of British Columbia. Now, moving on our Christmas music part of our Christmas special, we're going to get some Canadian songs going now. So just before the break there, we heard a Canadian Whitecaps player, Russell Tiber, picking Winter Wonderland. Another Whitecap on the MLS roster, Brett Levis. He has gone more up to date, 2011 to be exact, and I bet you probably weren't expecting us to be playing anything by this gentleman on the show, but we're going to hear now from Michael Bublé.
Local Burnaby guy.
Yeah, the bubble. And Santa Claus is coming to town.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town. Let's go. sleeping, and he knows when you're awake, and he knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. I mean the big fat man with the long white beard. He's coming to town.
Burnaby Boy Michael Bublé there with Santa Claus is Coming to Town, as picked by Brett Levi's as his favourite Christmas song. And if you thought that was a gentleman that you weren't expecting to hear on the AFTN soccer show tonight, then I think the next selection might even be more of that. Michael Bublé, that was a song from 2011. This is another song from 2011 and another Canadian artist, Justin Bieber.
Unfortunately, yep. Canadian.
I never thought I would be playing the man boy on the AFTN soccer show. But this is a song that has been picked by former WFC2 head coach and current FC Cincinnati head coach, Alan Koch, as, I don't know if he's saying it's his favourite Christmas song, but it's one that his daughter has been playing constantly around the house just now, so it's really stuck in his head. So this is his request for tonight, and this is Justin Bieber with Mistletoe.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Will you, shawty, will you? Everyone's gathering around the fire, chestnuts roasting like a hot July. I should be chilling with my folks, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming tonight. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shawty, Merry Christmas. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spend so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I will be under the mistletoe. I don't want to miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I will be under the mistletoe. Kiss me under the mistletoe. Show me, baby, that you love me so. Oh, oh, oh.
Justin Bieber there and Mistletoe, and I've got to say, I'd never heard that song before, and it's not bad. And someone else that's not bad has just joined us in the studio. Welcome, Mr. White Caspi himself, Steve Pander.
And Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
And I will tweet out what Steve is wearing shortly. It is a sight to behold. It is fantastic. But yeah, Justin Bieber there and Mistletoe.
A little misunderstood, Justin Bieber. Like, I don't like his shenanigans, but he's got songs that you can snap your fingers to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put him on the top of my list, but I don't like her, like, run to the radio dial to switch it if it does come on.
No, I liked it, and it was good to have some Canadian on it. Obviously, Caitlin.
I don't think he's much Canadian anymore. I think that's the reason why he's turned so evil.
Oh, possibly. I mean, Caitlin, being a female, you obviously love Justin Bieber. Is that not how it works?
I think that might be the first song that I've probably heard by him.
It wasn't bad, though.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Yeah.
So well done, Alan Koch, for picking that. So I had a couple of songs there from Canadian artists. So it's only fair now that we have some from Scottish artists.
Of course.
And I'm going to do a cover now of a classic, Frosty the Snowman. This from 1993, I believe it is. And a band from Grangemouth in Scotland called the Cocteau Twins. And this is just simply a magical version of Frosty the Snowman. Scotland's Cocteau Twins there with Frosty the Snowman.
That was actually good, because I thought when you were saying it's magical, I thought it was going to be like, you know, one of your wavelength type, you know, football violence type songs.
Yeah, you've missed a lot of those so far.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I think we've got more to come in the second part of the show.
I listened all the way here.
Okay. But, I mean, we were talking about some Christmas traditions earlier, Steve. What's your kind of family Christmas traditions?
I can't recall, like, major traditions when we were younger. My parents were immigrants, obviously, so we did Christmas, but we didn't do it like full out. Nowadays, my kids, nieces, nephews, one tradition is they open up their Secret Santa gifts that they do for each other, Christmas Eve, and then just basically put out, you know, stuff for Santa, and then the next day it's, you know, breakfast, then open all the gifts, then you have alu prote for lunch, and then you're basically out cold, because it's pancakes for breakfast and then more bread for lunch, so you're basically out cold. For me, personal tradition, when I was younger, always watched How the Grinch Stole Christmas on TV. And nowadays, I think since I was 1920, it's every year I watch It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Eve.
Ah. I know you like the...
The Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer thing.
I like that one too, but I, for some reason I love the Grinch more.
It looks weird to me though.
No, I think that kind of threw me off a little bit, but it is a good one.
That kind of stop-start animation, claymation style.
I think it's like those pixel pictures or whatever, that some people can't see it, and some, it affects some people different ways, and stop motion, same thing.
I think just because I'm not used to seeing it, it just looks a little bit weird to me. But I know it's a classic over here. So I'm going to play a couple more songs from Scottish artists now. Now, nobody takes the mood of Christmas down like Scottish people.
Mm.
So we've had some upbeat songs. I think it's time for...
Melancholy?
Yeah, a little bit melancholy. There's a good word. I was more thinking depressing. But let's go with melancholy. This first one is from 2005, and it's by another band very close to where the Cocteau Twins came from Falkirk, Arab Strap, with Lauren Laverne on vocals with the lead singer Aidan Muffett. And it's a cover of Christmas, Baby Please Come Home, and then following that with a song by Glass Vegas, A Snowflake Fell and It Felt Like a Kiss.
Thank you. bridge from the graveyard keeps murmuring death. Too much time hobbles thoughts and heads. Now I'm compelled to care about my future going nowhere. As I stand here all alone in the cold, wondering where I'm going to. Then a snowflake fell and it felt like a kiss. Now I'm screaming out love. A snow fell from heavens above. Directionless no more. Emptiness no more. Now I don't feel so all alone in the cold, wondering where I'm going to. For a snow
We've brought this back early because Caitlin and Steve were very close to either leaving the studio or just hanging themselves with their Santa hats. I'm not too sure.
I was just going to go after you.
Ah, okay. But that was Glass Vegas there, with a snowflake fell and it felt like a kiss from their self-titled Christmas album.
I think that song would have been fine if you didn't play the first song because it was like too long.
Maybe,
true. If you had split it up somewhere, yeah.
But lead singer of Glass Vegas, James Allen, used to play for East Fife.
That makes sense of why you played it.
Yeah. And then before that was Arab Strap, one of my favourite, most depressing bands of all time, with Christmas, Baby Please Come Home. And I believe you're going to have a different version of that later.
I don't
on.
Think the baby would have came home with that song.
Possibly not. but they're known for their slow, melancholy songs.
Yeah.
And the other guy, not the lead singer, but the other guy in the band, Malcolm Middleton, did release a Christmas single 1 year called We're All Gonna Die.
Oh, wow.
And it got top 10 in the UK.
That says something for the UK.
Yeah, it probably does. Anyway, we'll be back with some more upbeat Christmas songs and some more selections from the players after these messages.
Lugging those groceries on the bus got you in a sweat?
Man, oh man, these bags of salt sure are hefty.
Being on campus without a car ain't easy, so check out Zipcar and get wheels when you want them. Join now to get your membership for only $20 at zipcar.ca/UBC.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Yeah.
But Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's parents we have gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, oi, oi. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Israel the blessed babe was born, a lady to a manger upon this blessed morn. The angels were rejoicing, the bastard had been born. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort, oi, oi, oi.
Another song there from The Men Who Will Not Be Blamed for Nothing, from their 2010 A Very Steampunk Christmas EP. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Oi, oi. And I love steampunk, and steampunk Christmas is fantastic, so this seems an ideal time for Caitlin to plug her steampunk books. That's why we've got you on the show. Talk some steampunk to us.
Okay. Well, yeah, I write primarily steampunk stories and novels, and I have a couple novels and a couple of short story compilation type things, which you can find on my website, caitlinmccall.ca. And it's a couple of books of poetry and other short stories that are a mix of other stuff, not steampunk necessarily. But yeah, so that's where you can find all my steampunk
and
writings.
And you can also find them on Goodreads and lots of stuff like that.
Yeah, all the links to all the booksellers and stuff are on my website.
And so, Michael will tweet that out on from AFTN.
Yes, we will do that. So you're listening to the AFTN Soccer Show Christmas Special on CITR Radio, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of British Columbia. We're going to wrap up this first part of the show. Just a couple more songs to go. I'm sure you're all at home delighted about that. Then we're going to get into some football chat.
Santa's in Rockwell City, Iowa, by the way.
Excellent. We're going to do our Santa updates a lot more than
he's getting closer
in the first bit, because he's getting close now. It's getting very exciting. In the States a lot. I don't like that.
He's going up and down.
Okay.
While you're playing those songs, he's up in Canada.
I'm concerned. What's going
to
happen?
You're driving him back to the States when you play those songs.
Oh.
Possible.
When they build the wall, though, is it going to get over? Because I'm assuming Canada's going to build a wall.
Is it going to be like under the dome and he can't ever
oh,
like,
no,
fly over?
That'll be terrible. Anyway, we had The Men Who Will Not Be Blamed for Nothing there with a lovely version, a short version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. I love Christmas carols. As mentioned earlier, I'm not religious. In fact, we've got three people here doing a Christmas show that aren't Christians.
No, definitely not.
No.
Not that I have a problem with it.
No, but I love Christmas time, and I just love everything it means, and I love Christmas carols. And I like bands doing versions of it. And we're going to play one now that is a choice of a former Whitecaps player, Gershon Coffey.
Wow.
Yeah, we got in touch with Gersh, very religious gentleman, wanting to know what his favourite Christmas song was. And he said that his favourite Christmas tune is Hark the Herald Angels.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Now, obviously, there's lots of different versions of that, and Gersh didn't exactly clarify which version he wanted. So I thought it would be nice to play something a little bit different. And we're going with some Wavelength favourites, The Fall, Marky Smith.
Do we have to, is this explicit or anything?
No, no.
Okay, good,
no,
good, good.
It's just an unusual version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing by Marky Smith and The Fall.
Thank you.
Marquis Smith and the Fall there with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And we've just got two more Christmas songs to play for you in this first part of our Christmas special. Just before we do that, just quickly rattle through some tweets. We asked the listeners what their favourite Christmas songs were. Jay San at Ruttigan Can says, any song of No Fun at Christmas album by No Fun. If you had to choose one, it would be Gorgo the World. They're a Vancouver punk band from the 80s that I've not heard of, so I need to check them out. AFTN writer Anna Namsharan says, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
It's classic, yeah. That's a modern classic for sure.
Andy M. Swampo, he's gone for another punk classic, White Christmas by Northern Irish band Stiff Little Fingers. Brian Clegg, he said it's a tie between Corey Taylor's Xmas, which is very expletive, we can't really play that, and Elmo and Patsy's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Mm-hmm. Jordan Smith at Trio WS Smith said, I saw Three Ships, Bruce Cockburn's version. It's another version of a carol there. Aaron Salveson and Russell Beresford at Squad Player. A Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues, which I love. It's one of my favourites. And we might have that coming up in the second part. So stay tuned for that. Ryan McLeod at CTV Ryan, Oh Holy Night. Steve Johnson at StevieJ604, the Christmas song which we played earlier, Nat King Cole. Chris Corrigan, Sailor C86, River by Joni Mitchell. TFA tweets, he likes Sonic Youth's Youth Against Fascism, which has nothing to do with Christmas, but he just likes playing it at Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Will C at CastW123 says, Bob and Doug McKenzie's 12 Days of Christmas. Now, there's a few really good 12 Days of Christmas songs. Some of them I had lined up that I was going to play some punk versions, and then I was like, no, let's keep this an expletive-free show.
Yeah, so it's Christmas.
Yeah, maybe next year.
I have a couple of good East Indian ones, which are totally inside jokes. Nobody else that's not East Indian will not find funny at
let's
all.
Let's go so. For that next yeah. year. Phil Straffarelli says, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Rick Halland, Somebody Stole My Santa Claus Suit by the Christmas Jug Band. And Hugh Belanius, Rudolph by DMX. Now, keeping that kind of rap theme, three people picked a song that I'd never heard. Expected Brenton at Caps Offside, Stefan Eriksson, The Penguin, John Humphreys, LWO04, all picked Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
Yeah, that's one of my favourites too. Yeah.
I had never heard that.
It's a good song.
I dug it out. It's from 1988 from their Tougher Than Leather album. So since three of our listeners wanted it, we're going to play that for you now. The penultimate song of our Christmas song part of the show. This is Run DMC and Christmas in Hollis. Maybe. Okay, Steve stuck his thing in my hole, and it's like it's now messed everything up.
I have both things when I'm writing it out. It works fine for me.
Okay, let's try this again. This is Run DMC and Christmas in Hollis.
Mm-hmm. on the ground, snow white, so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe, as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year, we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Run DMC there from 1988 with Christmas in Hollis, a song I had never heard of before today.
So there you go. Like you were talking about Slade before, I think it was.
Yep.
And Slade I had never heard until you played it like maybe two Christmases ago. And then actually it has become one of my favorites, but I never heard of it before. So, you know, an example of you not hearing something that's pretty popular here in North America.
And I also wanted to say, you mentioned a while ago that Jordan Smith, the song he wanted to request or his favorite Christmas song was I Saw Three Ships. You said it was by Bruce Cockburn. I think it's pronounced Bruce Coburn. So it's a silent C and K there.
Well, it's Cockburn to me, and you can't beat a bit of Cockburn on Christmas Eve. That's what I always feel.
It's just like Ellis from Houston.
Yeah. So we've got one more song to play in this section. Then we're going to get into some football chat and some more Whitecaps talk and Whitecaps Christmas stuff. So we're going to end this first part of the show with a selection by Whitecaps assistant coach Gordon Forrest, my fellow Fifer. But he hasn't gone for a Scottish artist, he's gone for a Welsh artist, maybe to get in Robbo's good books.
Yeah.
He's gone for Shakin' Stevens, and he might be another song that people here don't know or they've never ever heard of Shakin' Stevens. This is a Christmas number one from 1985. Shakin' Stevens was basically the Welsh Elvis.
Okay.
Now, people have been surprised.
In the jumpsuits and everything, or no?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, yeah. People were surprised that I had Welsh's premier rap band. Now we've got Wales's premier Elvis guy.
And also, just to let everybody give everybody an update, pray for Santa a little bit. He's in Texas. You know, the gun laws there.
Hopefully he's
able to get through there, and then I think he'll be good to go for the rest of the night.
He's not wearing a Columbus Crew jumper, is he?
I hope not.
Oh, I hope not. That'd be terrible. If they've relocated Lapland to Texas now in Austin, that would really be bad. But let's finish up this part of the show with Shakin' Stevens for Gordon Forrest. And this is Merry Christmas, everyone.
I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe. lingerie were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
It's not just rich